Hello, my love, and welcome back to another episode of the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. I hope that you are having the best week ever. To be quite honest with you, it is currently Thursday evening at 8:40 p.m. I just got done with my final coaching call for the day. It has been an insane day, but I wanted to record a life update for you guys because I haven't done one in a while, and today was a really incredibly beautiful day for me, and I'll talk about that in a little bit, but there's a few things going on in my world, and I wanted to give a little bit of an update. So it has been a busy week. I don't know about you guys, but it feels like the last, I think, 3 weeks, my husband, Chris, has had off of work on Monday. First, it was Juneteenth was, I think, that Monday, and he had off, or maybe it was Sunday, and Monday is now a federal holiday for them. And then I think he worked like a weekend, so he was off the following Monday. And then this past weekend was 4th of July, so he was off on Monday. It feels like the last 3 weeks to a month, Chris has had off every single Monday. And that really throws my week off because Monday then feels like Sunday. And then it's Tuesday and I'm like, how is it Tuesday already? Like I missed an entire work day. And some of the Mondays I'm able to work when he's here, but some of them I'm just like, this past one, 4th of July weekend was so busy that on Monday I quite literally had nothing to give to the world. I was like, did not feel bad about it. I extroverted for too many days in a row. And by Monday, I was like just spent. I don't know about you, but I am an introvert and people are always pretty surprised by that because I think to social media world and maybe here, it appears that I'm very outgoing. I'm actually not very outgoing at all. I'm very, very introverted. I love being alone. My friend circle is very, very small. And the work that I do involves so much, right? Involves so much preparing and speaking and coaching and conversations and communication that for me, like the outside world beyond my business and the close people in my life, I don't extrovert very often. So I'm not the most social person. My weekends, I generally need an entire day of like nothing where I just don't really do anything, maybe a little bit of work, but no socializing at all. And let me just say that this weekend, not only did I not get that, but I just had a million things going on. Friday, I went up to see my mom. I really try and make it to see her at least once a week. Lately, I've been pretty busy and it's been more like once every other week, but went up to see her, did work for a little bit there, but spent the afternoon with her. We went shopping and then we went to get something to eat. We love going to Target together. It's just so much fun. It's kind of become our thing, which makes me so happy to have like a thing to do with my mom. Do you know what I mean? Given the history of our relationship, I'm just so happy to feel like we have normal routines now, which is just really nice. And then Saturday, I went up to see my dad. I don't really see him quite as often. I try and see him about once a month. Had a nice visit with him, went out to lunch, but just involved a lot of driving. My mom is 45 minutes to an hour away. My dad is an hour and a half to 2 hours away. So it was Friday with my mom, Saturday with my dad. And then Saturday we had a barbecue cookout / birthday party to go to almost immediately after I got home from my dad's. And then Sunday we had another barbecue cookout to go to with Chris's family, which was really nice. We had so much fun, but just a whole lot of socializing. So by the time Monday came, I was like pooped. I was wiped. I didn't do anything. And because I had been so busy all weekend, it really meant that I didn't get a lot of normal things that I would like to get done. I didn't get a lot of work that I'd hoped to get done, which led to a little bit of feelings of overwhelm on Tuesday. And one of the reasons that I like to kind of share when I go through periods like this, I was just on a call with my Consistency Queen Mastermind, and I was sharing with them some of the kind of like normal human feelings that I have, and they found it really valuable. And I know the women in my audience and in my world really find it valuable when I share kind of the human in me and let you guys know, like, life happens for me too. And there are days where I'm just like, oh my gosh, I am so overwhelmed. I have so much to do. And I know I share this mantra a lot, but a mantra of mine is just, I have an abundance of time and I always get it done. And the thing is, like, it's 8:30 45 on a Thursday night, and I've been working quite literally all day. But the thing about me is I will always get it done. If I make a commitment to myself, like my new commitment here on the Normal Podcast is Monday and Friday, Monday and Friday, Monday and Friday, and then the exclusive episodes 2 to 3 a month. Like I really want to be present here, and it could easily be justified that I don't show up and do this right now. I've been so busy the past couple of days. But it's like I said, I was going to record this life update. I want to record this life update for you, yes, and for the people in my world, of course, but most importantly for myself, for the fact that I stay in integrity with my commitment, that I do what I said I was going to do for myself. And I share when I don't feel like doing things with you guys because I want you to know you cannot feel like it and still show up for yourself and still do what you said you were going to do. Feelings of overwhelm sometimes happen for all of us, no matter how much you have your shit together, or how organized you are, or how hard you work. It's just the reality of life sometimes. So it's like we have to learn one of the most important parts of this mindset work that I care about and talk about so much. It's we can't avoid things in life happening. We just have to be able to work through them in a way that is productive for us and doesn't have us turning to sabotaging behaviors. I could feel overwhelmed and turn to food, or I can feel overwhelmed and turn to the systems and strategies that I have in place to help me move through those feelings of overwhelm so I can feel better in my life and not sabotage myself. You know what I mean? You get it? So I hope that if you're here in the States, I know there's a lot going on in the world, and you know that I don't talk about worldly things here on the podcast. That's just not the vibe. And if you appreciate that, amazing. If you don't and you wish that I did, I'm sorry. There are a lot of really incredible people that you can go and listen to who are very smart and very educated in those kinds of topics. And I am just not. Obviously, I have my own opinions, but I don't think that here is the place to be sharing them. So I hope that if you're in the States, 4th of July was enjoyable for you. If it wasn't, I just want to say that I see you and I can understand why. It's 100% a tough time right now in our country, and it's just, this is not the place. Okay, so we are moving on. I want to share a story with you guys. So this morning I did, I love this for me, I did a Thai bow workout. And if you're a podcast listener, you probably know my story. Thai Bo was the first workout program that I ever did on my original weight loss journey when I was 19 years old. And I was doing the Special K diet, and I was doing Thai Bo 45 minutes once, sometimes twice a day. 10 out of 10, do not recommend this lifestyle, but that was my truth. So last night, Chris and I were laying in bed, and we always put on some kind of comedy or rom-com before we go to bed and watch a little bit until we're ready to fall asleep. Last night, Chris picked Bringing Down the House, I think it's called, and I had never seen it before. I feel like I might have seen it, but it was a really long time ago, and I didn't really have many memories of it. I think Steve Martin and Queen Latifah are in it, and I didn't finish it. I was actually kind of turned off by the movie a little bit, but there was this scene in there where it was like a fight scene, and the one girl started doing moves from Thai Bo. And if you know Thai Bo, they do like the kicks and punching bags, and it just, if you know Thai Bo, you know Thai Bo. Anyway, when I saw the moves, Chris and I were cracking up because he knows my story too. And he was like, oh, you did that when you did the Special K diet, right? Like he knows my story. And I was just laughing, and I was like, yeah, I did. I was like, I haven't done Thai Bo in so long. And in this fight scene, she was like doing some of the moves while beating the girl up. And it was just really funny. So I was like, I want to do Thai Bo. I'm laying in bed. I'm like, I want to do Thai Bo. So I grabbed my phone and I check, because I knew I don't have my DVDs anymore. So I checked, like I just Googled Thai Bo workouts. And of course, a bunch of YouTube videos came up with Thai Bo workouts. And I was like, I'm going to do one tomorrow. And I said to myself, if you still feel like doing one tomorrow, do one when you wake up. And when I woke up, I was like, yeah, fuck yeah, I want to do a Thai Bo workout. So this morning, I pulled up one of my favorite Thai Bo workouts on YouTube. And when I was doing Thai Bo, I think I had gotten a box set that had 2 DVDs per case. And I think that there were like 2 or 3 cases. So I think I had between like 4 and 6 of the Thai Bo workouts. And when I tell you I did them so much for 9 to 10 months straight, sometimes twice a day, like 6, 7 days a week, I knew the words to these workout tapes because at the time I didn't have music on my phone. I think I might've had like an iPod or something, but in Thai Bo, like you really want to hear the beat. And I wanted to hear what he was saying, especially because I hadn't worked out before. So I would always listen to the words. So I knew every word that Billy Blanks was going to say. I knew the workout moves that were coming next, like what he was going to do after the current move. Like I knew. And it brought up so many feelings for me this morning. So I picked one of my favorite workouts, a 45-minute, the name of it was Fat Blasting Cardio, which listening to him moderate the workouts felt toxic, quite honestly, because a lot of what he was saying was motivational, but a lot of it was just like, I didn't realize how what he was saying was probably so impactful on my mind. He was like, yeah, we're going to burn the fat off the saddlebag areas and you don't want fat here and blah, 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 blah. It just felt like a little bit offensive. And I was like, oh, I don't really like this very much, but obviously I wanted to do the workout. It's a fantastic workout and it was really fun. But the biggest breakthrough and reflection that I had was just how different of a person I am now versus who I used to be 9-10 years ago when I was doing those workouts. I know some of the people in the cast name because he calls them out. And there's this one woman in the workouts. Her name is Jillian. She stands like right in the front. She's like redheaded, shredded, like six pack, amazing physique, looks great. I remember watching those workouts and doing those workouts 8, 9, 10 years ago. And just so badly wanting to look like another woman. I would look at her and I was like, oh my God, like what I would do to look like that. Like I would work out and think like one day I'm going to look like that. Like I just want to be like these people. I just want to be like these people who look fit and who look healthy and who exercise regularly and clearly take care of themselves. Like I just wanted that so bad. But I would stare at myself in the mirror as I worked out 8, 9, 10 years ago, and I would just tear myself to shreds. Like I would look at my body and I would call myself names and I would be disgusted by what it looked like and how it moved. And it was heartbreaking this morning for me working out and having like literal vivid memories of like those words, the music. It just like brought back really strong emotions for me. And I'm so happy that it happened because it allowed me a moment of just beautiful reflection of how far I have come, because I am now a woman who does take care of herself. I am a woman who is healthy and fit. I am a woman who works out regularly. But what stood out the most for me is that I am no longer a woman who compares herself to other women's bodies. I am no longer a woman who looks in the mirror and beats herself up and calls herself names and talks to herself like she is garbage. I don't do that anymore. And it was so interesting for me too, because I work out in front of a mirror every single day, to be in front of a mirror doing this workout literally as a different person. I'm a different person, and I'm not just talking about my physique and my physical abilities. I'm talking about the human that I am and the relationship that I have with myself, night and day difference from who I used to be. And I am just so incredibly proud of that. And I was sharing this in one of the trainings today, and I think I might have even shared it on last Friday's episode. A lot of people, I think, can look at other women and think that they are confident in themselves because of their bodies, because of the way that their bodies look. But the reality is that the relationship that you have with your body, the way that you feel about your body, it has nothing to actually do with the way that your body looks. It has everything to do with your perception of your body and the way that you view your body and the way that you perceive your body and the words that you use about your body. That's what creates the feelings that you have, the dissatisfaction that you have with your body. And that's not to say that a desire to change your body is wrong, because it's not. But the relationship that you have with your body doesn't change unless you choose to work on changing that. And that's why I feel good about my body now, because I am nowhere near the smallest I have been. But I'm so confident in myself and I feel so good in my body to wear what I want, to dress the way that I desire to dress, to be in a bikini, to look at myself naked in the mirror, to be intimate with my husband with the lights on. Like all of those things are because of the work that I have done on the way that I see my body. And when you see your body differently, it's like it doesn't matter what other people think about it, but that relationship with your body doesn't change unless you choose to do that. So I know that today, looking at myself in the mirror, it's not because I have a six-pack abs or I look like Jillian from the DVDs, because I don't. I don't. But I am a woman who takes care of myself, and I'm a woman who has really worked on improving the relationship that I have with my body. And that is just such a special gift that I have given to myself. And I'm so grateful. I am so grateful. I have achieved so much success in my life, but if you were to ask me what I am most proud of, it would be the relationship that I have built with myself. One where I truly love myself, honor myself, respect myself across the board in all capacities. And that is what I want to help the women in my world create. In any area of your life where you're looking to create growth and change, I just want to help you be so proud of who you are and love the relationship that you have with yourself, because that's where your success is going to come from. You create what you believe you're worthy of having. And the relationship with yourself is just, it's so important. So if this speaks to you and you're the previous version of me, again, just a reminder that the 10-day Love Your Body Bootcamp is coming up. I will share a little bit about it with you because I have finally finalized all of the details. So we're going to be starting on Monday, July 18th, so just over a week from the release of this episode. 10 days, we are going to open with a live welcome call. I'm pretty sure that's going to be on Zoom, where I just give a rundown of what the space is going to look like, set the foundation for you. We are then going to have 8 pre-recorded trainings, 1 training per day. And in between that time, we are going to have 2 full Voxer days. So what that means is you're going to get to come into Voxer with me, which is an app where we can talk back and forth, text back and forth. Everyone from the group will be in there and we'll get to have beautiful coaching conversations. So you can say, hey, Jessica, on day 2, I learned blah, 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 blah. Can you help me implement this? And I'll be able to give you individualized coaching. This experience is really for the woman who wants to feel more confident in her body, improve this relationship that she has with herself, improve her body story, the perspective that she has, and be more confident and love the skin that she's in. We're going to do so much body work, but we're also going to do so much self work. And it's just going to be, it's going to be so transformational. And I'm really excited to share it with you guys. There will also be a workbook included. And then we're going to wrap up the program with a Zoom call where you'll have the ability to connect with me on camera one-on-one with the other women there and get coaching from me. So it'll be like Q&A hot seat coaching style. So if you desire to join that, I will put the link in the show notes of this episode. It's going to be really, really good. I've gotten lots of questions about if I will run this again. For now, that answer is probably no. It feels like a one-time thing, but maybe we'll see. But for right now, it feels like probably not. What else is going on? I am leaving on Sunday to go to a 2-day conference on Monday and Tuesday for Heroic Public Speaking, which is an invite-only 2-day conference that you get to go to where they talk to you about improving your craft in public speaking. So they help you with the beginning stages of creating a keynote, getting people's attention, engaging your audience, all of the really important things for keynote speakers. And I am excited because public speaking for me is definitely next chapter. It's going to for sure be one of the things that I will be moving into. Obviously, I love coaching so much in the online space, but I don't know that this will be a forever thing for me. I see bigger and beyond. I see speaking, I see books, I see just really incredible things coming for JJXO, my brand, and what I have to share. So I'm really excited for that. Quite honestly, one of the things that led to the feelings of overwhelm on Tuesday, because I know Monday and Tuesday there are full days, 9 to 5. So I'm not going to really have any time to get any work done, which makes me feel like, oh my God. And then Sunday is a travel day. So I'll be traveling there. I won't be home until late Tuesday night. So I'm really looking forward to that though. I was gifted this opportunity from one of my previous clients who attended it. It's an invite-only thing. So you have to know someone who has attended the conference and then they recommend you as someone to participate. And then you have to go through like a little interview and they ask you like who you are and what you're about and why you want to attend this and all of that good jazz. And then once you pass that, you were extended an invitation. So I am really looking forward to it. I am quite honestly a bit nervous. I believe that this experience does include some speaking in front of the other people who are attending. It is a rather large conference, so that makes me a bit nervous, but I know that this is an incredible opportunity for growth, and I know that on the other side of these nerves is going to be more confidence. And I again share this because I want to encourage you guys, keep doing the things that make you feel like a little bit uncomfortable. That's you pushing your edge and growing some and leaning into the fears and being willing to grow in your confidence by doing the things that you don't feel so comfortable doing, right? Don't they say everything that you desire is just right outside your little bubble of comfort? So take that step outside of your comfort zone. Do something that you know is going to benefit your life. You're worthy and deserving of that. You deserve to look in the mirror and see a woman who deserves investing her time, her energy, and her resources into. And if you don't see that, I hope that you are seeking the help that can allow you to see that within yourself, because you're not here experiencing this life to feel unworthy of being here. You're not here to go through life feeling like you don't deserve to be someone who is special and important in your life. You should be a priority. You deserve that from yourself, okay? I think that that is it for today's episode. I love you guys. Thank you for sharing another episode of the Queen of Pep Talks podcast with me. A reminder that if you desire, you can join the exclusive Pep Talks with the Queen bonus episodes. Every other month, we do a Zoom call. There are corresponding resources and worksheets for some of the episodes, really beautiful Facebook community and sisterhood. If you want to jump into that, the link is also in the show notes. It's only $7.77 per month, an incredible way to support me if you desire additional support from me, but haven't desired to invest in higher level coaching. It's a great way to get support from me. You can also request topics for episodes and ask me questions to be answered on those private episodes. Okay. I love you guys so much. I hope that you have the most fantastic weekend. If you have any questions about anything I talked about here, including the 10-day Love Your Body Bootcamp, feel free to shoot me a DM on Instagram. I'm always more than happy to chat with you. Okay. I hope you have the best day ever. I will talk to you on our next episode. See you guys.